Jacob and I, just going over the story, very disturbed. Very disturbed, I think, both of us. I've never been so uncomfortable in my entire life.
It's quite possibly the most disgusting thing you will ever hear in your entire life, and I'm so happy I can bring it to you. Edward Smith, who lives in his current girlfriend, that is in quotation marks for good reason, a white Volkswagen Beetle named Vanilla. Yes, it is a car. Insisted that he was not, quote, sick and had no desire to change his ways. I appreciate beauty, and I go a little bit beyond appreciating the beauty of a car, only to the point of what I feel is an expression of love, he said. Maybe I'm a little bit off the wall, but when I see movies like Herbie and Knight Rider, where cars become lovable, huggable characters, it's just wonderful. I'm a romantic. I write poetry about cars. I sing to them and talk to them just like a girlfriend. I know what's in my heart, and I have no desire to change. He added, I'm not sick, and I don't want to hurt anyone. Cars are just my preference. This guy has sex with cars. He claims
that he has had sex with 1,000
cars. Now, he started this disgusting act at the age of 15 and claims he has never been attracted to women or men, but his wandering eyes spread beyond cars to other vehicles. He says that his most intense sexual experience was making love to a helicopter from the 1980s TV hit Airwolf. That must have been so kinky for Mr. James. I don't know how Mr. Smith, I don't know how you make love to a car. I don't want to know how you have sex with a car, to be honest with you.
Probably have something to do with the tailpipe.
That's what I was thinking. That's the only logical way, I guess. Yeah, anyways, aside from Vanilla, he regularly spends time with his other vehicles, a 1973 Opel GT named Cinnamon, and a 1993 Ford Ranger Splash named Ginger. Before Vanilla, he had a five-year relationship with Victoria, a 1969 VW Beetle he bought from a family of Jehovah's Witnesses. I want to know here, because this has got to be so disappointing for him, because he has to break off every relationship. He's got to break up everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the car.
And keep in mind, we just read you like you know, four or five. He's had done it with thousands.
So oh,
these
yeah.
are just ones he's had relationships with, you know, his one night stands or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Had
well,
with,
I mean, know, he confesses that he, you know, most of the cars have belonged to strangers or car showrooms. What is that like when you, like, walk out in your driveway in the middle of the night and there's just this guy
having sex with your car?
I want to see, because they talk about in here how he. What he does, it's really weird. I just loved cute cars right from the beginning, but over the years, it got stronger once I got into my teenage years and was my first having sexual urges. When I turned 13 and the famous Corvette Stingray came about, the car was pure sex and just an incredible machine. I wanted it. I didn't fully understand it myself, except that I know I'm not hurting anyone and I do not intend to.
This next line right here, he goes, he added, there are moments way out in the middle of nowhere when I see a little car parked there and I swear it needs loving.
There have been certain cars that attracted me and I would wait until nighttime, creep up to them, and just hug and kiss them. As far as women go, they never really interested me much, and I'm not gay. I just like cars.
Right here, Mr. Smith is now part of a global community of more than 500 car lovers brought together by the internet.
Thank God for the internet.
Yes, how they can connect.
He would not
people.
Be able to express himself if it wasn't for the internet. Hey,
what if that's on eHarmony? Do you love cars?
Well, I think love, you'd have to describe love in this situation.
True point. Yeah.
My prediction, within the next 50 years, amendment will be passed in California where you are allowed to marry a car.
Yeah.
Because this guy, I mean, he's just like everybody else.
Yeah.
He should be able to marry his love.
Absolutely.
His car, Vanilla, should be able to get legally
But then
married.
How does the car say, I do? You can program a horn.
You would, yeah, we'd honk it.
Yeah.
That's the only...
I do.
It's kind of like a dog, right? Yeah. I mean, the dog just barks. You can't understand it. The horn of the car, you know, beeps. You sure, he has to beep it, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This guy is just very lonely, and that's that.
I think that's the problem.
That's definitely the problem.